Hi there. Hi,
yeah,
George.
Where are you calling? Hi.
Where am I calling from?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Penryn, California.
Okay, so you don't think we're alone?
No, I really don't.
How come?
It's due to an experience that a female friend of mine had. She was in the military. She's had a special gift since she was a child, and the government knew about it because they were testing her when she was a child.
What kind of gift was this?
Oh, she's empathic. She can feel others, feel when people are around, feel sort of kind of like a lie detector. She could just have feelings. I'm trying to say this within a minute. she was pretty much enticed to go into the military, to go into ROTC, and she told me that she figured this out later on, of course, as she got into her 40s. But anyhow, they basically lured her into the military, and to skip to the point, she was soon enough into an agency that used to be called the OSI, and she was taken to a place that was confined, yet it had everything that a human being would need, such as a kitchen, a gym, a bed,
etc. Was she almost like she was kidnapped?
No. They asked her to go along. She complied. I mean,
yeah, but what if she didn't?
You know, I don't know, but she said there was a window in every room, kind of like what a detective window would be, where they could see you, but you can't see them.
Right. How long did they hold her?
She was there for 3 months. It was definitely over a month, but she says it was about 3 months, and it was very hard to live there, but she began they told her to just go about everyday life, to do everything that she could do. She was underground, and
they just wanted to observe her, huh?
They wanted to observe her, and she couldn't see behind the window, but later on she started having dreams, and she could actually see behind the window in her dreams what was watching her, and she kept telling me that she felt, she knew it was not human, but it was a weird connection. Like, whatever it was not talking to her, but letting her know, I'm here, and I'm a very nice thing. You know, I'm a very nice thing.
But it sounds like it was trying to learn something from her.
It was, exactly. And that's what we've come to conclusion. Anyway, she's not a crackpot. She just retired from the Department of Justice.
I'd love to talk with her.
Well, you know, I didn't even tell her I was going to call.
You haven't given her name yet, but you might want to talk with her and just ask her if she'd like to go on the show. We would even do it anonymously. Her voice would stay the same. You know, I think we could distort it when I get back to Los Angeles, but I would love to talk with her.
Yeah, I think it'd be a good idea to change the voice because she's already talked to someone in the agency that it changed to, and they confirmed to her that her dreams were very valid. And he's been her very good friend for a long time. He's a retired colonel.
Did she try to explain what she thought this being might have looked like, even though she never saw the thing?
Yeah, we actually drew, and she said, you're not going to, you know, it's going to be hard to believe, but it's exactly how people describe aliens to look like.
Like the Greys, then, the big heads, the big eyes, that kind of look?
Exactly.
Long, skinny arms?
Exactly.
Yeah, you would have to get her on this program for me. So this is how we do it. Why don't you talk to her? We'll do everything anonymously.
Okay.
And email me at george@coasttocoastam.com. Please flag it that you were on the program.
George at Coast to Coast. Okay, Coast to Coast.
CoasttoCoastAM.com.
AM, okay.
And let's see what happens after that.
You're going to kill me.
No. You're going to ask her first. I mean,
I'm an amateur writer. So I'm trying to write this book about her because you just would not believe her life. But I know why they wanted her because, you know, it just all sounds right.
And so, they let her go, though. After the 3 months, that was it? She was done with them?
She was done, and she was... they didn't blindfold her. They put this patch mask over her so that they could take her out without her knowing where she was.
Well, we can imagine where she was, right? Maybe Area 51. She was
in
Nevada.
She she told me it was more Nome, Alaska, is what she felt.
Deep underground.
Deep underground, because they had to take a cat to the place. They had to take a snow cat?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. All right. Go to work for us on that. I'd love to talk with her if you can get that.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate you being part of the program. Wow, that's an incredible story.